Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Bernstein and Harris.
I'm covered in bees.
Middays 10 till 2.
Third and goal. Williams throws, corner of the end zone. It is caught for a touchdown by Roma Dunze.
What is that? Is that a Bears positive? Yes, it was. Roma Dunze continuing to come along. He's going to have to pick up the pace a little bit to have the year that maybe we envisioned for him statistically.
Definitely the vision that his father had for him.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm not. What's going on with that, by the way?
I don't know. He had to come in. He had to say something earlier this season because his dad, I can't remember what he had tweeted out specifically.
I hate to put that on the kid, because dads are stupid and enthusiastic.
So I don't remember specifically what it was, but there was a Dan Orlovsky breakdown where it seemed like Orlovsky was kind of putting some blame on Caleb for whatever was going on at the time, and so that's what it was. It was like a vague booking. It was like a vague tweet that didn't really say he's responding to Dan Orlovsky. So it sounded like it was a response or a criticism of Caleb Williams, and people took it in that way. And so Rome had to then come out and was asked about that because that's what happens.
Yeah, you know? I would have make sure Rome is calling his dad and saying, hey.
I think he already has.
Knock it off, man. Don't.
Yeah, he already has done it.
Don't put any more pressure on me. I don't need that.
That's what he said.
I don't need that noise.
A few months back when he talked to reporters, he basically said, yeah, my dad's going to defend me. I know that's the case. I've talked to him about
that's
it.
Fine. He doesn't have to do so publicly. They don't need that. So Caleb Williams met the media today, and among other things, he discussed how he's trying to keep the team's attitude correct during the losing streak.
Yeah, it's tough. It's interesting is the way I put it. I've never had a streak like this of losing in my playing. So I ask questions. I do understand that this is one, my first time kind of being a part of something like this, of losing and this, this streak going. So I ask questions to the guys that, may have lost a bunch of games or in a row like this, or, had losing seasons. I ask some questions because, the more knowledge that I have prepares me for the future. If this ever, comes close to, something like this again, and, I'm going to work hard and make sure it doesn't, but if it ever happens again, figuring out ways to, keep going, keep pushing, because it's part of it. Seasons like this happen every once in a while, being able to learn from it, being able to address it, like you spoke about with TB, he's addressing it, and being able to respond is the most important thing. And being consistent, doing things over and over, again and again and again, not getting the results is tough. And being able to respond, like I said before, and being able to get up and do it again and again and again, shows consistency, shows how tough you are, shows how when adversity strikes, how you face it.
Caleb, do you think about questions you might have beyond just the team and the coaches, like for management and the organization, about how this is going to get better going into the future too? Does that start to pop through your mind as well?
I wouldn't say it pops in my mind. There's belief, hope, and faith that we're going to get this right. and you know, however it may, you know, happen, that's how it's going to happen. And you know, that's kind of where I'm at with it. They drafted me here, you know, me here to go win games. If we're down, you know, find a way to come back. If we're up, find a way to stay up and, you know, win games. And haven't been able to do that so far. And I know the guys are frustrated about it, and as am I. You know, from management and president and GM and all these people that, you know, is worried about predicting the future in a way of getting the right people here and coaches and all of that. You know, that's their job. And my job is to go out there and, you know, handle the football the right way, not turn it over and things like that.
Kale, kind of going off that, how has your relationship with Ryan Poles changed maybe throughout the season?
Yeah, I'd say it's grown. Obviously, you get to be around him in the same facility and things like that, and him not just, you know, maybe stopping by your school or, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, calling you on draft day and things like that. So being able to be in person, being able to be around him in the building, you know, is, you know, it builds that relationship that we have, and, you know, all faith and belief, and, you know, and those people upstairs, you know, they're, you know, they've been doing a good job and great job, and then, you know, could, to continue that.
Caleb, you guys have had a lot go wrong though this year. I mean, the coaching changes, the roster, the record. What do you base that confidence on? You're very confident in Ryan Poles going forward. You're entrusting part of your career to him.
Yeah.
What's the confidence, Rudy?
One, being able to be around him, being able to see the type of guy he is, how much he cares. Y'all only get to see a glimpse of it from y'all's perspective. And then, obviously, you know, in the media, and we did Hard Knocks recently and kind of got a glimpse of it. But, you know, the amount that he cares about us, the Chicago Bears, and wanting to win, is why my faith is in him, and believing in him, and, you know, making sure that we get it right. And that's, I mean, that's a short answer to it.
Well, he's working real hard to keep his head up. You can hear it.
I don't know that's how I took the answers there. I was interested and fascinated in what he said at the end though about Ryan Poles,
mm-hmm,
and how we only get a glimpse of it. But my point is, we only get a glimpse of it because they choose to only give us a glimpse of it. That is the bottom line here. You know, if they...
We can't presume things are in evidence that we don't see.
Right.
When the results aren't there.
What we do see is a little bit unnerving. It's disappointing overall. The team is in the midst of a losing streak now, which has them at 4-9 on the season with no end in sight. And they could win Sunday. Yeah, certainly.
Or Monday.
Is that's in the realm of possibility.
No, it's not. They don't play Sunday.
Or Monday. You're right. I'm wrong.
If they did win on Sunday, that'd be wild.
Yeah, I misspoke.
That'd be awesome.
You know what they can't do on Sunday? They can't lose.
That's correct.